Listening Library presents Dave at Night by Gail Carson Levine. Chapter 1. From the start, I've always made trouble. My mama died of complications from having me. I once joked about it to my older brother, Gideon. I said, I could make trouble even before I was born. Gideon thought I was serious because he said, You didn't do it on purpose, Dave. You were too young. You weren't even yourself yet. No, I didn't do it on purpose. But probably I was fooling around in her belly, having a fine time, and I kicked her punch too hard, and one thing led to another, and she died. I had nothing to do with Papa dying, though. He died on Tuesday, October 26, 1926, when he fell off the roof of a house he was helping to build. About 4 years before he died, when I was 7, I got in trouble for smearing glue on the chair of Izzy, the class bully. My stepmother, Ida, had to go to PS 42 and promise the principal that I'd never smear glue on anybody's chair ever again. I never did, but Ida had to visit PS 42 often anyway. I batted a ball into our fourth grade teacher's rear end. By accident, my aim wasn't that good. I fought with Izzy on the stairs. I let a mouse loose in our classroom, and more. Some things I didn't do, but got blamed for because I'd done everything else. Papa tried to be mad when I got into trouble. You have to behave, he'd say. I'd say, yes, Papa.
Ida can't do her work if she has to go to school because of you.
I know. Ida made ladies' blouses on the sewing machine next to her and Papa's bed.
This is the end of it, then, yes?